I watched on YouTube the other day, someone made like a 247 layer croissant.
I'm not going to lie, I'd be down for that.
Well, the bottom is like burnt as shit and you've got to like crack it.
Oh, I'd still be...
Just to get like a good golden center. Anyway, welcome back to Incoming Discussion, a podcast show where we talk about anything and everything we feel opinionated about. Today we're talking about fried chicken, which is one of my favorite foods.
It is good though. It is a good, it's a solid food choice for a talking point.
It's just so versatile.
It's good with everything.
It is.
I'm not going to lie, frying in general is just, it should be the way forward. I mean, it's going to kill us all, but it's so nice.
As you can tell, me and Dave aren't the healthiest options.
No, I just fry everything. Who fucking cares? Just a
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know?
That's so true.
Today, fried chicken. Dave.
Yeah, mate.
What is your favourite fried chicken?
So, are we going to be talking about like, because by law, I have to say my wife's fried chicken is the best fried chicken.
I'm talking like, if you're going to get fried chicken from someplace.
Slim Chickens
are you a KFC man?
Oh, fuck
KFC. I'll take Slim Chickens, but this is another thing I want to talk about. Is a chicken tender actually fried chicken?
I mean, they fry it, so yeah.
Yeah, but then any fried chicken is like technically fried chicken. I'm talking like battered and I suppose a chicken tender would count. I'm just more of a traditionalist. I'm chicken on the bone.
Yeah, see, I like, so like the other day we did like katsu chicken, but it was like chicken thigh, like battered chicken thigh with like curry sauce. It was so good.
Chicken thigh. I quite like thighs. What is the worst, like if you're getting on the bone chicken?
Yeah.
What is the worst piece out of like a KFC bucket?
I think it's the rib. Is it ribs where you get like the little bones? They fucking annoy me.
I really don't like a drumstick.
See, I can usually pass a drumstick, but like I've had bad experiences with the... I once got KFC, dude. It was like, I think it was like just before they shut, which is also a mistake that I never go to KFC when they're about to shut. And like I bit into this like weird ribby bit of chicken. And out poured just like a river of oil. And I was like, yep, I'm done. I don't want any of this. I'm over that now.
Oh, I don't know. I quite like the ribby bit, but you've got, it is one of those foods you've got to pick.
Yeah, you've got to pick it. And I'm more of a devourer. So,
see, I don't like, also, if you ever go KFC, I don't like the little winglet bit that you get because I feel cheated every time I get it.
Because there's no meat. It's just there.
There is. There's like, it's really dense meat, but at the same time, it's the smallest bit.
Yeah, every time I go to KFC, we always just get like the boneless banquet.
That's a banger.
Just because the only downside is you don't get that nice crispy skin, but you still get that nice like spicy chicken. Like the flavouring on the chicken is quite nice.
This is for our UK viewers. Has anyone tried Kansas Barbecue Bites? Let us know on Twitter.
Is that from
KFC?
They
are one of my favourite things. Yeah, they're so good.
We bought these like, I don't know if it's the same thing. It was like, I don't know, it was like a sweet chili like pot of like fried popcorn chicken kind of things. And it was
really massive popcorn chickens.
Yeah.
You have the barbecue ones are amazing, but the buffalo ones are quite spicy.
We had the spicy ones. It might have been buffalo or sweet chili or something like that. It was nice. Like it was hot, but it was nice.
Only $1.99 as well. Like you cannot complain with that.
I do sometimes.
I think my like go-to cheat meal is like KFC, 100%.
It's because you don't have to wait long. It's just like you just go and get chicken and come out. It's like
I've got like this weird thing about KFCs. So there's like where Dave and I live, there is about 8 KFCs within like 10-mile radius.
There's some of walking distance wherever you are.
Actually, true, because I could walk to KFC and it would take me 20 minutes.
I can watch KFC at the same like 10-15 minutes now, right? Come back and get chicken. You have chicken.
There is a KFC like, on the way to the gym, and every time I see it, I'm like,
oh, that's bad.
That's
bad news.
Especially you can, have you seen they do a hot wing bucket?
No.
$5.99, you get like 20 hot wings.
That does sound good.
Did you try the Zinger popcorn as well?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
That absolutely ruined me inside.
Did you buy one of those, like, do you remember when they did those huge buckets of popcorn chicken? Did you ever buy one of those?
Yes, it was amazing.
It was so good.
I always like got a large gravy and a large bucket of popcorn chicken. And that
I
was
think
me
that took years off of my life, but I literally don't care.
My arteries are like close to dying. I'm not going to lie. KFCs, I have this weird thing. I will only eat at a KFC that has like a, what are they called? You know, the little bits that keep it warm.
Oh, like a hot plate. Like a
little
thing.
Heat box. Yeah. But because I've been to those, there's one on Boscombe High Street.
Right.
And they don't have one. It's kind of like made fresh, but it's,
oh, I've only been to
it
that
needs
one.
To go in that heat one just to like crisp it up.
Yeah. So it's nice and like crunchy.
And it gets drier, yeah. So, like, when I go to a KFC, if I walk in and I can't see one, I'm like, nah, I'm not eating at this one.
So when you get fried chicken, it has to be on the crispier side, right? There's no...
Yeah, because no one wants it soggy.
Exactly. We went to Slim Chickens a few weeks back. When we went to see Batman, we went to Slim Chickens. And it was the first time I've been there, and the chicken wasn't that good. Like the
just an undercooked dish?
It was like
cooked, but not like, you know, like crispy.
When it feels like they're in a rush and it's like it's just done.
Was it busy in there though? Was it like quiet?
It was like dead. I didn't understand it. It was like just like past like pale. It wasn't brown. It wasn't crispy. It aired on the side of just done.
See, I have a thing. If my skin color is darker than the chicken, I ain't eating it. That bitch needs seasoning.
I love crunchy fried chicken. It's the best.
I tell you what, if you're looking to like get a takeaway and you feel like fried chicken, this is a shot. Like, I'm gonna rep the boys here. Southern Fried Chicken. It's a shot from Southern Fried Chicken in Charminster, and it is banging. It is, in my opinion, if they had more variety, they'd be better than KFC.
What do you think is better, fried chicken or Korean fried chicken?
Oh. I'm going to tell a story now. I got drunk before Christmas with my sister's boyfriend and my cousin's husband. We went to like Korean barbecue because we hadn't seen each other in a while. Absolutely slaughtered, and we were eating. Just the guy in there was just like, yeah, fried chicken and soju is like the way forward. Eat the fried chicken. We're just ordering it by the platefuls, like having the Korean barbecue there, but also eating the fried chicken. And it is banging. It is so good. It's a different take on it. It's not as crispy, and the sauce kind of makes it a bit soggy, but like the sauce is like sweet, spicy, salty.
I can't remember ever eating Korean chicken, Korean fried chicken.
I definitely think you have to go.
I need to go to a Korean barbecue, like a proper Korean barbecue. Like I'm pretty sure I've had it from like takeaway places, from like Tesco and shit, but I've never had it from...
Like the sauce.
Yeah.
I think Korean barbecue isn't as fun if you're not inebriated in any way, if that makes sense.
I don't drink.
Well, you don't have to drink. Get you some heroin.
I'm not taking heroin just to take, just to enjoy some Korean chicken.
I mean, we could do other things.
What, some CBD? No, THC. There we go. I got it right.
Yeah, we can do some of that and then go Korean barbecue. If anyone wants a post-episode... of us getting high and eating
before we go out.
See, when I was drunk in Korean barbecue, for some reason my brain just couldn't comprehend that things were hot. If that makes sense.
Well, so you were just Does that mean
taking food directly off the grill and then just shoving it in my mouth, and I came back?
You mean
and I just,
like hot, heat, hot, not like spicy.
Yeah, as in like fire hot. So I was just being a massive dickhead.
Oh no.
But I'd be like, oh yeah, this is fine. I'd like put some beef on, let it cook for like 2 minutes, and then just pick it up straight off the hot grill and shove it in my mouth, and then be like, yeah, everyone does this, right?
Did you do that?
If something in your mouth is hot, you like inbreathe, don't you? You like open your mouth.
What have I done? What have I done?
But like drunk Jacob was like, that's fine, my mouth's burnt, we're all good. And then I remember like waking up the next day and just having a fat blister on the roof of my mouth.
Just
absolutely dead.
I make a nice hot coffee and I'm like, I'll drink that in a second. And I sit down and I immediately drink some of it. And I'm like, what have I done? My mouth's burnt.
See, I keep getting this thing with coffee where I forget I've made a coffee. And then drink it when it's like bone cold. Like right now, I've got a coffee sat in front of me from when we started recording.
I don't mind like cold coffee, but you know, like sometimes you get that weird skin on the top.
Like the milky foamy bit.
Yeah, I hate that. That needs to be discarded, and then I'll drink it. I don't care.
Like skimmed.
Have you ever had chicken and waffles, Dave?
Only from, is it Harvester?
I think Harvester do chicken and waffles.
Pretty sure, yeah.
That's weird.
It's not good. Like the waffle style. Dude, I've had it a couple times because I forget how shit it is and then I order it again. And then I'm like, yeah, it's still shit while I order this. And it's just crunchy.
I'm pretty certain there's, so you know, like these pop-up fake restaurants where it's just like a kitchen. There's one called Korean Fried Chicken, but there's also one called Chicken and Waffles that have identical pictures.
Oh, no.
I'm really tempted to try it, but then the idea of chicken and waffles, just whoever made that, I don't know what you were thinking.
Oh, so you've never had
it? I've eaten them separately, but I've never eaten them together. Like, I've had a meal where I'd eat fried chicken and a waffle, but I wouldn't, like, combine the two and then eat it, if that makes sense.
I love waffles. Waffles are great, right? But the waffles that they make in Harvester are like deep fried. Basically, it was crunchy and dry. It was disgusting. It was oily. It was horrid.
Do you put maple syrup on it?
Yeah. And that's what you put the fried chicken, and sometimes you get bacon on there as well. And then you put the golden syrup on. But when I last went, they put golden syrup on it already, which I didn't want. And they gave me a pot of it. And I was like, I'm going to have a fucking heart attack if I eat all this.
Yeah, it doesn't sound ideal.
It was awful.
Normally, hot sauce and then like maple syrup or whatever, sweet sugar.
It was just sweet. It was just all because the syrup just made the chicken sweet. It was kind of like the chicken was like charred chicken. It wasn't really like, I can't remember if it was deep fried or not, actually. It must have been. But it was charred anyway.
Did it have like batter on it?
I think so, yeah. And it was charred, but it was, dude, it tastes like, you know, like dirty grill. It tasted like that.
Oh, I don't know.
I
would never trust Harvester. Have you ever had Harvester's like normal rotisserie chicken as like a meal?
I think so once. It wasn't great.
It is like sand. It is so dry.
They give you
a little pot of gravy and you've got to like try and survive the meal. it is like rotisserie chicken. They class it as like, we take the juices from the rotisserie chicken and make it into gravy, but they give you like a really small pot and I'm there like, I'm not going to survive eating half a chicken here.
I need more gravy.
My voice will start becoming more coarse as we're entering this.
If I go there to Harvest, I usually end up getting the breakfast. They do like a make your own breakfast sort of thing, and I usually go there for that. And that's actually usually all right.
I am a sucker for a fry up, except when it comes to eggs, I'm well fussy.
I'm fussy with eggs as well.
You know the slimy like egg yolk top?
Fucking hate that.
Yeah, it has to have that like white protection layer where somebody's like spooned hot oil back on.
I have a story, like basting it. You mean like basted or like turned over and turned back?
Yeah, like basting the egg so it doesn't have the slime.
Yeah. So when I was younger, my mum used to do that. So I'm losing my voice. That's not good, is it? And then this one time she didn't, but I heard my mum like sneezing in the kitchen when she was making food. Because my mum used to love pepper, so she sneezed a lot. And she gave it to me without like cooking the top of the egg. And I was quite young. I straight up accused my mum of sneezing in my egg. Because I never remember having egg. What's that?
Funny you say that, because when I was younger, my mum cooked a fry up for dinner.
Right.
Which, obviously, instant classic. And my brother got his, and as I was coming out of the kitchen, he came in to, like, get a knife or a fork or something. We were probably, like, 9 or 10. He just sneezes dead on my plate. I was like, are you fucking serious?
Take that back.
No, I just ate his. I was like, fuck you. Yeah, you can have that. Have this one. I just can't believe he actually just dead face sneezed on it.
Sneezed straight into your plate.
Well, he had his hands full because he had his food.
What's your favourite eggs? Favourite type of eggs? I know we're going off chicken a bit, but go on.
Chicken, eggs,
it's like made in heaven.
Yeah, well, it's like the age old question. What came first? In this scenario, fried chicken came first. And now we've moved on to eggs.
Chicken, then the egg.
Oh, that is a tough question. What's my favourite egg? It depends what mood I'm in. I quite like poached eggs.
Me too.
Just because it's fat yolk.
So nice. I love poached eggs.
If we're talking like in my history, what have I eaten more? Probably scrambled eggs.
Have you ever had soft scrambled eggs?
Yes, that's how my dad makes it.
That's how April started making them, dude. They are so fucking good.
I like putting like a little bit of cheese on there, maybe cutting up some chives. Perfection. Well, I was watching a Gordon Ramsay recipe and he puts cream friche in it.
Cream friche. Yeah.
Classic. I know exactly what you're about. South Park.
South Park. Woo!
And I was like, it looked weird. I don't know if I'd eat that. I would. No, I'd give it a go.
I don't think I've ever had like Eggs Benedict or anything like that.
That's just the sauce, the Benedict.
Yeah.
It's just got a sauce to it. Just but it's just poached eggs, essentially. It's a bechamel or something like that.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. But it's nice. Like
egg yolk and apple cider vinegar and
I can weird see it stuff. Being nice.
I went to... for reference, it was my birthday Monday. Woo. I'm old as anything now.
We but did we went a to birthday this... episode for you.
It's fine. We did one for you. It's all good.
We talked about random bollocks. Go on.
I went to... So my mum and sister took me out for breakfast and we went to this place and got pancakes. And it, Dave, if I can recommend one place for breakfast in Bournemouth, it is Bosconova.
Bosconova, okay.
They do something like that. I didn't get the standard breakfast, but I've had it before. It's like a sausage, two bits of bacon, poached egg, toast, like a little rocket side salad, and then like a hash. So just like potatoes and onions and seasoning. Oh. It's so good. It's only about £8.
Not bad, actually.
It's on the spenny side, but it's like, it's worth it, in my opinion.
Hey, hash. I know we talked about McDonald's, but like, oh no, we haven't talked about McDonald's yet, but hash browns from McDonald's, they're top tier, right? Come on.
100%.
They got to be like one of the most...
It makes the breakfast, because I've had like disappointing McDonald's breakfasts.
Yeah, me too. Hit and miss sometimes. I was going to say, you know when you were talking about pancakes a second ago?
Yeah.
I have a pet peeve where the UK people call crepes pancakes and then pancakes pancakes.
And what came first, the American pancake or the...
Because pancake is cake and a crepe is like, it's not cake, is it?
Well, no, because you layer a crepe and then it becomes sort of cake-like.
Yeah, but then by itself, it's not a cake, whereas pancake is a cake. So I hate it when people say, oh, I'm going to have pancakes for Pancake Day. And I'm like... Are you having crepes or are you having a pancake? And then they're like, oh, I'm having an English pancake. And I'm like, so crepes.
You know what? You're not the first person to tell this to me. I once had an American housemate.
It really shouldn't, but it does.
I had an American housemate when I was at uni and he went off on a massive rant one day. Like, I'll say this to any American coming to England. It catches up on you and you just become the biggest cynical arsehole after like living here for a little while. And he went on a mad rant, and I think he finished it with, you guys don't even have real pancakes. We have real pancakes. We have the International House of Pancakes.
I mean, they're not wrong. He's not wrong.
My dude just hates crepes that much.
I mean, I love pancakes. But if I'm going to choose between crepes and pancakes, it's going to be pancakes.
Crepe is a dessert for me. It's not a breakfast food.
April does like a pancake. I know I talk about April way too much, but she does like she does
She's
all my wife, cooking.
It's allowed.
She makes the best food. I'm sorry.
That's a lie, dude. Like, you're the best baker.
She does like pancakes with like fruit and stuff. It's so fucking nice with like pineapple and peaches.
See, I don't eat a lot of fruit at all.
Oh, you suck. Start eating fruit.
It's like a fear of fruit. Like I only had a strawberry. Like the first time in my life when I was 24. So just over, just under 3 years ago.
Why?
And I've always been a fan of mangoes and apples.
Oh, mangoes are so elite.
Bananas I'm hit or miss on.
We need to do an episode where we just talk about fruit and like if you tried it or not and like do a tier list of like what's the best fruits.
Yeah, we can do that and I'll try different fruits. I had a pear once and they are the most disappointing thing I've ever seen. It's a polystyrene fruit.
Pears are like different, the types of different pears you get, but some of them have like this all like this kind of like grainy texture to them, like almost like crunchy, grainy texture inside. It's bizarre.
I quite like cherries.
Cherries.
I did actually really like cherries. I've never tried a blueberry.
Blueberries are a hit and miss as well, but they can be quite sour.
Well, like raspberries are quite sour.
Yeah, they're kind of like on that same level, I would say.
Ooh. If you guys want to listen to that, let us know, Twitter.
Two things. I used to eat a banana every single day. I mean, I still eat them quite regularly. I love bananas. And have you ever tried a lychee?
Yeah, my granddad. Here's a funny story. My granddad has a lychee tree back in Hong Kong.
Mm.
And he keeps getting in trouble for climbing it.
What? Why? It's his,
because he's like, yeah, but he's 90 years old, climbing up like a wooden janky stepladder to go collect lychees. And then my grandma managed to smuggle like a black bin liner full of lychees through customs.
Jesus.
She was like, yeah, your granddad grew all these. And I just sat there. You just crack them open, get the little fleshy bit out of the middle.
They're so
amazing.
But like, our stores in the UK don't sell them that often. I mean, if they do, they're in tiny little punnets, and I can just sit there and eat and eat and eat them. They're so good. But anyone who I speak to that is white, let's say, because I could say that, is either never tried them or too scared to try them.
They are a little weird looking.
But you can buy them pre-shelled. If you don't know what a lychee is, it's like a red outer shell that you like crack off, and then it's got like a white flesh inside that you eat, and then right in the middle is like a little black pip. But you can buy like cans of them that have got the red off, and you just eat the... I think they're actually de-pipped as well. So you just eat...
You're not allowed to eat the pip?
I don't think you eat the pip.
Oh, I could have been eating the pip this whole time.
You'd just be cracking the shell and just eating the whole thing?
Yeah, just putting it in my mouth and chewing it a bit, swallowing it.
Wait. I could be wrong. I could be misremembering. Wait, lychee. I'm going to have to Google this now.
We'll see if lychees have pips.
It does have a pip. It's like a little brown thing in the middle, which is like, I do remember, but I can't remember if you can eat it. Do you eat that bit?
Can you eat lychee seeds?
April, do you eat that bit?
No.
April says, it says,
do not eat them. They are mildly toxic to humans.
And you've been eating them.
Yeah. This is what I love you, Rachel. I just eat like... Well, someone told me off once for swallowing a cherry, like, stone.
Yeah, because you're not meant to eat cherry stones either, dude. They're poisonous.
No, they contain cyanide.
Yeah, which is poison.
Yeah, but, like, I didn't die.
No, I think you have to, I think you have to eat a lot.
13.
You have to eat a lot to be
a YouTube video. I'm pretty certain it's 13 to have enough cyanide to kill a human.
It has to be a large amount. Like, you can't. It's fine. If you eat, I used to eat... apple pips, which used to freak people out because I used to just eat the entire apple other than the stalk, which apparently is weird.
The skin's the most toxic part, Dave.
What, of an apple? Of an apple, dude, not a lychee.
Yeah, that's a quote right there.
Is it from what?
Guess the show.
Oh, no. I'm going to guess South Park because we keep talking about South Park.
No!
What is it?
It's Always Sunny.
Is it actually?
Yeah, when Dennis and Mac break up, and Dennis goes and hangs out with Dee, and then Dee gets a cat in her wall.
And they put another cat. Is that the one where they keep putting cats in the wall to like...
Yeah, and then Dee gets stuck in the wall.
Yeah.
Because Dee's like, I'm going to put this bird in here. But then the bird just attracted more cats.
Is that when like Charlie and what's the name? They become friends again. And they just like leave, and they leave her in the wall or something.
Yeah. Dennis is like sat trying to hang out and watch a movie with Dee, and then he's like, "Oh, can I have an apple? And can you de-peel it?" And she's like, "You don't peel apples." And he's like, "Max says the skin's the most toxic part."
I don't remember.
And then it like cuts to like next. It cuts to Mac and Frank. And Frank's eating an apple with the skin. And he's like, oh my God, Frank, what are you doing? The skin's the most poisonous part. And Frank's just spitting out an apple everywhere. And then Charlie goes over to see Dennis. And he's like, Dee's just making me an apple. Do you want one? And he's like, yeah. And he goes like, oh, another skinless apple for Charlie, please.
I don't actually remember that.
I will send you the episode to watch later.
So are you a fan of apples, Sergei?
Yeah, any red ones?
See, for the longest time, I've tried like a bunch, and they're always like meh. But we started buying jazz apples. Oh my God, they're so fucking good. They're crunchy, they're sweet.
All the apples are banging. They're the ones.
The worst ones I used to buy, and I don't know why I used to buy them because I didn't like them, but they're Braeburn.
Yeah, no, they're just weird.
They're just mush inside. It's awful.
You want to buy like a Lady Pink apple?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Their champion, right there. Have you ever heard of a rose apple? I think it is.
No.
It's like a weird fruit that you can buy, or it's like a rose pear or something. But apparently, it tastes super sweet.
Oh right, yeah, it looks like a almost like a pear. like pear shaped almost.
I think it's in the same like grouping as a pear.
Oh no, it's like pink inside. Oh cool, that's cool.
Yeah, it's meant to be like super super sweet.
There's also ones called white rose apples, which are same thing but white.
Have you ever had an Asian pear?
No. This is fun. We're just going down like a fruit now.
Weird fruit list. Asian pears are like banging.
Asian pear. What's the difference between Asian pear and like normal pears?
These are round.
Oh yeah, they are really round. I saw something the other day. You know, eggplants. Is it Asian eggplants? They're like really small. Or like Indonesian eggplants.
This sounds like a really bad racist joke. Yeah,
Chinese eggplants. seriously, they're like actual like little egg. They're like egg shaped and everything. Rather than like what we have in the UK, which are aubergines.
I think you'll find that's average, Dave.
Well, average in China.
That's my favourite meme right now. It's like, it's a girl and she's like, oh, it's just the cutest little wiener. And then it cuts to a guy crying and he goes, I think you'll find that's average.
That needs emotional damage. I love the emotional damage stuff still. It gets me.
It is the one of the best memes. It is a top tier meme.
But the only reason I know about Asian, I think they're Chinese eggplants, Indonesian, it's something. They're small, they're round. But the only reason I know about them is because, you know, oh my God, what's his name?
Uncle Roger.
Uncle, dude. I was going to say that Chinese guy in an orange t-shirt.
He's actually Singaporean, Dave.
Asian guy. You knew what I was on about that and I didn't even have to say anything.
Right. He just said Asian. And I'm assuming you watched it. So I'm like, you're probably watching Uncle Roger.
I love Uncle Roger.
He actually, this is the weirdest thing. So it's obviously a character, Uncle Roger, right?
Yeah, he's a comedian. Like,
yeah, he is literally my uncle. Like the really? Bright coloured polo, the fanny pack.
He got in trouble the other day on Twitter.
No.
Someone like reposted one of his stand-up lines or something and like people lost their shit. But basically he was making a joke about the war in Ukraine.
Oh God. That's but one topic also, you got to stay away from.
It was something along the lines like, oh, who knew we needed Putin to forget about face masks and COVID-19 or something. It was something along the lines of that, which is fair enough. It's quite funny. But people get a little bit sensitive, lost their shit.
Our government was the best at like forgetting face masks and stuff.
It's true. They were quite bad. Okay. I think we should probably do a part two and like finish the episode here.
Yeah, we have waffled on.
Yeah, we've gone on a bit of a tangent.
It is in typical fashion of incoming discussion.
So, part two, we'll talk about more chickens and more random shite, I think.
Yeah.
As always.
Next Friday.
If you like the show, please don't forget to like the episode on whichever platform you are currently listening to us on. We are actually on YouTube now, so you can find our links on our Twitter on at incoming discussion. Oh, sorry. At incoming
follow discussion. Us a subscribe, you know?
Yes.
Drop that subscribe.
Please.
We will be posting episodes on there as well for those of you listening that want to listen on YouTube as well. Please. And YouTube Shorts.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that.
See ya.
Bye.